But I'd like to invite your attention to a thought. Our text words are found in the Hebrews. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10. You might stand and read the scripture. Hebrews 10 and 23. We're going to probably stop around that 25th verse. Okay, read.
Let us hold fast
the profession
of our faith
without wavering.
For he is faithful
that promised.
And let us consider one another
to provoke unto love
and to good works.
Not forsaking
the assembling
of ourselves together.
As the manner of some is. But exhorting one another. And so much the more. As ye see the day approaching.
You may be seated. We would like to talk and pull a subject out of this text today. Committed to God's church. There's a lot of people who are not committed to church and to God's church. Commitment is something that we have that's a regular attended to. It takes time out of our schedules. It takes time out of our daily practice. When we're committed, a whole lot of people don't have any commitment. Don't have any commitment to God, don't have any commitment to their marriage, don't have any commitment to their family, don't have any commitment even to their jobs. But today I'm talking about commitment to God's church. I'm wondering now what's going to happen once the pandemic has been lifted. How many people are going to yet keep the excuse and say, I'm afraid I might get infected? The devil have caused a lot of saints, who good saints, walking in fear, but not in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. When I see people out shopping and in malls and at Walmart and in Piggly Wiggly, at Cato's, all of these places. But when it come to the church, they won't put a mask on to come to church. Now the same God that was with you at Cato's, at Piggly Wiggly and in Walmart, the same God can be with you in your church. To who are we committed to? Hallelujah. And we're committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't make excuses when it comes down to God's church. Some people will go to a bathroom at Walmart. Hallelujah. And think nothing of it. Go to a filling station with the door half hanging off. And the seat on the commode sliding from one place to the other. They'll go there. But go to the churches where the restrooms are kept clean. Honey, we ought to be ashamed ourselves when it come down to the church. Hallelujah. We have a team here that cleans up. They are committed to that, to killing germs or what have you. But when people come down to it, and it really come down to it, see, it takes a little time out of our day to come to church and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hear what I'm telling you. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's time for us to, as individuals, to come to ourselves. I know when this thing happened, I said, a lot of people not even going to ever go back to church. Me and another bishop and myself was talking one day, and we were saying, he said to me, he said, Bishop, reckon will we ever get the people back in church? I said, those who had the Holy Ghost and it working, there's a drawing on your life. You can't just walk by the church and not come. He said, in this scripture here in the 25th verse, he said, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. As the man of Psalm, he said, provoking encouragement, it gives us an encouraging thought to hear the testimonies and the songs of praise that come from the saints of God. Have mercy, Lord. And don't let the enemy aggravate your spirit and make you not praise the Lord. Don't let him aggravate your spirit and tell you you'll be here sitting here until next year. If you keep on letting him, he'll have you sitting there eating salted chips and sitting in your easy seat and not coming out and yet giving excuses. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Commitment is an act of state. It's being committed, the act of committing, placing ourselves in an engagement that we have. We have to be committed. When you deal with people you know who are not faithful, you don't have any confidence in them. Some people change like the wind. They said, my brother Ellen McKinney, a brother in the Lord, Ellen McKinney, he always said, y'all march folks change like the wind. And I talk about them August folk. I don't say much because my daddy was born in August. But I tell him, yeah, y'all August folk something else too. We can do that. But we can't be people who change like the wind. We have to be stable. Somebody ought to shout stable. You don't never know how to approach somebody if they mad all the time. See, a bulldog, you got jaws hanging. You don't know when he mad till he got your leg in his mouth. And some people who say they're saved and sanctified like that, they're angry all the time. They never have any peace of mind. We have to be committed to the word of God in order for us to have some stable power in us. We have to be committed to prayer. We have to be committed to fasting. We have to be committed. What kind of a commitment do we have? Are we committed to the church? Are we committed to God's church? Are we committed to ourselves? See, commitment will take you out of your comfort zone. I got to go to church. I got to go to worship the Lord. I got to get up this morning in my meditation. I got to get up in my prayer. That's commitment, because you don't want to leave out that door without some word in your spirit. The word of God. He said everything else is going down but the word of God. Every system going to fall but the word of God. We have to get some word down in us. He said his word is quick, it's sharp, it's powerful than any two-edged sword. Go all the way to the dividing of sunder to the soul and spirit. It reach way in there. How much commitment do we have? I married folk and they be about batting their eyes at each other and looking at each other. With this ring I do win. Hallelujah. They so into it. And then sometime they have their own vows. Pull up Ruth. Where you go, I'm gonna go. Where you lodge, I'm gonna lodge. And your God shall be my God and your people shall be my people. And 6 months later, so what happened, y'all? See, that was the wedding, but the marriage starts when you get home. Commitment. I'm talking about commitment, but commitment, I'm going to get back to my text, but get commitment to God's church. I want y'all to hear me now. Don't get angry, get glad. Glad that the Lord given you a word. Think about it. What have you done? What have you done? We want God to be committed, but we won't get committed. When we talk, we going to be weak. See, we're snared by the words of our mouth and we're held in captivity. activity by what we say. We can speak something that a negative. Talking to a young man a few days ago who was doing some work at the house, and he works in the church without walls. There in Zen Park in Anniston, and they have an AEA meeting, and this one said, so I'm so-and-so, and I'm an alcoholic, and then the other said, I'm so-and-so, I'm a dope addict, and he said, Reverend, I told them, said, if you keep saying it, that's what you're going to be, but he said, you change what your subject, change what you're saying, change it, and the man got delivered and got his family back and everything, because what we say, and we committed to truth, truth makes us free. How many committed to truth right now? I'm committed to what the word of God says. His word is not going to fall. Committed to the church. Commitment to God's church. This is God's church, the pillar and ground of the truth. It's not just Johnny Wood Church. Who do they belong, the church belong to? I heard Jesus said this, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Some of them changed it, glory to God, and put it in the Greek form, get it in Hebrew, or whatever you want to call it, Hades. Glory to God. Some call it Sheol, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's God's church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The word church means, come from the Greek word ecclesia, which means those who are called out from somewhere into something. I was called out of sin, called out of darkness into the marvelous light. Somebody ought to look up and say, thank you, Jesus, I got the victory. Told him yesterday, standing at the grave of the young man, I said, the Lord brought me out because I could have got killed out there in a place one time, and it wasn't with one door and bullets were flying, but the Lord, God Almighty, put the covering over me. There ain't no covering like Jesus. He can cover you. He can protect you, because he said, if you're in my hand, nobody can pluck you out. Give God a praise right now. Somebody right now almost lost your life before you got life in you. But I tell you, if you're looking at me on Facebook, before you die, you learn how to live. You're not living till you get Jesus in you. When you get Jesus in you, then you really learn how to live. You got some joy that the world can't take from you. Give him a praise right now. Jesus. So if it's Jesus' church, am I committed to Jesus' church? If you sat there passive in your corner and on the edge of your bed thinking about putting on your house shoes, you won't put them on. Thinking about putting your teeth in, you'll sit there all day long and show your gums. Glory to God. Thinking about getting up, taking a shower, you won't get there. You got to be committed. Get up from there. Glory to God. A lot of days I went to work, So feeling so bad I could have stayed in the bed, but once I got out of there, I come out of that slump and out of that slumber and got my clothes on and got on the road. I know I had a family to take care of, and as soon as I got in there, it looked like the Lord left my spirit. Come on, you got to be committed. Somebody shut yourself and say, I got to become more committed. I got to become more committed to the word of God. I got to become more committed to prayer. I got to get more committed to the study of the word of God, because his church is his body, and I'm in the body of Christ, and members in particular. If I'm not the toe, I'm the finger. I'm in there somewhere, and the Lord want to use us, because my body is supposed to be presented as a living sacrifice according to Romans 12:1. He said, I beseech you, brethren, and that means sisters too, that you present your body as what? A living sacrifice. Somebody ought to shout, holy. Glory to God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. The church of God is a spiritual entity. A spiritual entity. It's not just a gathering of a club. The 4-H club. A sorority. Hallelujah. Our Masonic gathering. The church of God is the pillar and ground of truth, and we got to be committed to it. Standing on the rock that never give away. Jesus is a solid rock because he's the cornerstone. all the building fitly framed together that makes up a spiritual house. Somebody said, well, when you want to build, you got to build from the corner. I have a brick mason that belonged to this church, and he said, Bishop, you sure got it right. Yes, they build. If you watch them laying bricks and blocks, they build from each corner. And if we don't build on Jesus, we don't have no church. Come on and tell God, thank you. You can have the best choir. You can have everything. You can have praise, hip hop, or whatever you want to call it. But every time, glory to God, that we build on Jesus, watch out now. There come the devil trying to blow it down. But honey, the foundation of God stands assured. The Lord know them who are his. And everyone that named the name of Christ must depart from evil.
Yes, sir.
Church is the body of Christ. I just got through telling you that. 1 Corinthians 12:27 said, now you are the body of Christ. Each one of us has a part to play. Even if I hurt my toe, my hand will go down to get it. Don't you know the devil don't want us to have no church? He don't want us committed. And see, I'm going to tell you something. It's not exactly this. These pews and walls and two befores that make it up. The church is in us. We're supposed to be the church. It's an organism. It's alive. We're supposed to be alive. Deliver me from dead people, dead church members. Can't raise their hand. Can't say amen. Because when the Lord get a hold to you just right, and the Holy Ghost get a hold to you just right, you can't sit there and be passive. And glory to God, there's something about the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I can't explain it, but I got it. You find out when people are really in the church. If they get a little rebuke, they get mad. Get ready to go home. Just like the little children when they're playing with one another. They get the toys up and go home. But children are different. They'll get angry. They'll get the toys up and go to the house. Next thing you know, 15 minutes later, he coming back on over to Jimmy Ray's. They back friends. Some folk who are half in there, not committed to God's church, once they get angry, they may not speak to one other in 6 months. Honey, you need the power of God in you. Sometimes we all have to be corrected. Sometimes we all have to be brought in and let the Lord work a work. The church is not a place we come to play or put on a stage show or have a lot of theatrics. We're here to worship. And we worship him in the beauty of holiness. Holiness means set aside, set apart. Thank you, Lord. Through the years, this church is over 100 years old. But God's church is older than that. It's older than time. Because his church was in existence in his bosom. When he said, let there be light, it was already in existence. He chose us in him. Before the foundation of the world, before the world was even created, that we be holy and without blame. He said, before him in love, in the midst of it, we can't change the church and be like a chameleon lizard to fit and suit the world system. The secular side, is that world system, that secular side, I'm afraid that a lot of people are going to miss out because they're trying to fit with the world. We can't do that. Hallelujah. It's where I used to love the temptations when I was in the world hitting them singing and David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks and all them fellas. I can't get up and start doing the temptation walk. I can't get up here like James Brown and doing the camel walk and doing the mashed potatoes and Philly dog. Y'all say, you still remember? Yeah, I remember. You do too. Because the Lord, he saved you out there. Some folks say, I don't remember that no more, Bishop. Yeah, you do. Don't you act like, oh, I don't think about it. Oh, yes. If you don't be, Be careful, you can be walking in and they say, I've got sunshine. Next thing you know, wait a minute. That's a familiar sound. But the Lord changed your attitude. When God changes, you're committed to Jesus now. You're committed to the church now. Glory to God. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. I know somebody don't like it. That's all right. Just get you to like it later. Hallelujah. Give you a little time. As a body, the church of God is active and living and powerful and produces fruits of living. All of us who belong to God's church. I'm not talking about having your name on a church roll, but I'm talking about you got in the body of Christ when the Lord saved you. The spiritual organism. Hallelujah. The part that's in me. The church. The commitment. People who are committed to the Lord. Hallelujah. They grow. Don't y'all know, saints, and I got to go on and finish. I started thinking about some things. I said, Lord, how committed am I? 45 years this year of preaching and whatnot. And then we have to go back and examine ourselves. Don't take for granted that because you come to church and we being faithful over a little something. And how committed are we to fasting and praying? How committed are we to the study of the word of God? Because time you get ready to pray, there's always something else pops up. And it pops up at the time to try to pull us away from our study, pull us away from our praying time. Saints, if we ever needed to pray, we better be praying right now. Because some of the drama of the end of time, we can see it happening right now. Men will become lovers of their own self, truth breakers, proud, unthankful and unholy. Hallelujah. From such turn away, they turn away from the spiritual side of the church, turning away from it and trying to get people to look at it and see it as being a system of entertainment. But we're not here to be entertained. How many come to worship? How many committed to worship today? How many come to lift your hand in the sanctuary? I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, well, you old fogey Woods, call me whatever you want to call me, but I know what I was saved from. I know what I was delivered from. I cried to the Lord till he delivered me. He set me free from myself, set me free from my selfish self. Hallelujah to God, from my mean self, my hateful self. God set me free. Come on and tell God thank you right now. If the Lord deliver you, you ought to tell the Lord thank you. We need to be set free from our spoiled selves and be committed to righteousness. Some so spoiled if things don't go the way, they get bent out of shape. The rest of the day, they go in that mode and switch off. Won't say nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. Know you done got spoiled. Know you ain't had your way. You got your cup of coffee, but you're still mad. You got your donut with it, but you're still mad. Because you're being committed to that anger. Committed to that spoilness. But the Lord called us out of it. I want you to get this lesson today. Because we got to get committed to the church. There's some church, the locks are yet locked up on the doors. Because people say, I'm afraid to go. But you go to the doctor's office and sit around, folks. Come on and tell God thank you. Somebody getting mad at me, I don't care, get angry. I'm going to love you harder. Sometimes people don't look at this deacon. I do everything else for the world system, but I don't think about what I do for the Lord. If Jesus had arms, which he have, what about us? He used our arms. He used our hand. He used our tongue. He used our eyes. He used our legs to go to witness. And the scripture said, after that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. Acts 1:8. you shall have power. From the Greek word dunamis. Dunamis or dunamine. It's pronounced different ways, but it means power or authority. When the Spirit of the Lord comes in, he brings authority. Give him a praise now. Saints, we can just shout the blood against you, Satan. Hallelujah, you feel the difference. The church carries, he carries that dunamis, that dynamite from that word of glory to God. A man by the name of Noble, a scientist, a chemist. Hallelujah. He invented dynamite and he borrowed that Greek word, dunamis, which means dynamite. Then he came up and he got a Nobel Peace Prize. Some people try to appoint themselves to get a Nobel Peace Prize. That's another story. Hallelujah. But they got a committee to people who deserve it. And hallelujah to God. I can't appoint myself to deserve something. Hallelujah. See, a man can't praise himself. Another man got to praise him. Some people praise themselves. That's against the word. He said, let another man praise you, not ye yourself. See, people don't know nothing about the word. They'll do everything. I'm the best pastor in. I ain't hitting on nothing, honey. Without Jesus, I'm not hitting on nothing. Hear what I'm trying to tell you. I'm talking about commitment. Glory to God. I know somebody want me hooping and hollering. I'm going to give you some word here. So the church is his body. The church must be, must do as following. We must promote Jesus. Reflect the same values that Jesus had. Express the same compassion that Jesus had. How much compassion do we have? Glory to God. The church is one body. One body. You might be worshiping over there in Chillersburg, Birmingham, Southeast Asia, California, but we all in one church if you're saved. It is members all over the place. Yet each member has to stand as a committed part of the body of Christ for themselves. Am I committed? Ooh. Lord, help us. Love must be sincere. We have to hate evil, cling to what is good, be devoted one to another. With brotherly love. Hallelujah. Honoring one another above ourselves. Never liking the zeal to do what's right, but having the zeal to do what's right. But keeping our spiritual favor with the Lord. Serving the Lord and walking in humility. Be joyful and patient. Romans 12:9-13. Faithful in prayer. Sincere with God. People who are in need to practice hospitality. People come to our church. We should indeed have our arms out and usher them on into the house of God. If we're a living organism, that means that we are alive. Alive to live for the Lord. We have fellowship one with another. And then we encourage each other as one family. See, fellowship. We connect in oneness. That's why David could say in Psalm 133, he said, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And oftentimes we say, where there's unity, there's strength. Don't you know, saints of God, it's time for us to get committed. Committed to the work of the Lord. We're committed to his church. Committed to moving into actions. I'm not doing enough that I need to be doing more for the kingdom of God. The church has authority and Christ is the head. According to 1 Corinthians 11:13, the church operates smooth and functions properly when Jesus is allowed to be the head of the church. Many men do not realize that Jesus is the head of the church. And oftentimes in my church, my this, my that, but it's God's church. Years ago when the Lord told me to build a church, build him a house. He didn't say, you build you one, but build him a house. And hallelujah. And when we build the Lord's house, he's the head of the... The Lord gives certain functions in the church. In Ephesians 11 through 14, he said he gave some. He gave some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Hallelujah. For preparing God's people, for the building, for the perfecting, for them going on to perfection. People must, the pastor must be a shepherd, a leader of the flock. Lead the flock. And then he said, take the oversight thereof. We can't be leaders and not being out front. I can't be at home on the bed in the bed on Sunday morning and tell y'all to carry on. That means I got to get out of there. Even the pillow might feel good, but I got to be committed to my own job. Even when I have to unlock the gate down there. Glory to God. One got here before me this morning, but I can't look at that. My job is to be a leader. And people lead by example. If you're going to be an example, you got to break loose from you. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Listen, saints. I don't know how many times that we, any of us may have fallen, or we may feel like we failed, but we can get up. We can get up and move on. We can get up and dust ourselves off. Get our mind focused on Jesus. Focus on the uprightness of the Lord. The church, I'm trying not to preach hard, but the church is God's body. If the church is his body, and we are the bride of Christ, the husband and wife supposed to be committed to each other. How much commitment do we have? But the church supposed to be committed, not allowing ourselves to drift away from the foundation. Jesus already said it, and I said it earlier, it's up on this rock. I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Somebody tell him thank you. Yes, these days of evil, and we can already see how people are driven away. The church is not to be preoccupied with doubt, but we are occupied in faith. Commitment to the church is a privilege for each of every one of us who say we are sanctified or say we are Christians. We all should be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. We should not allow ourselves to fall back from our steadfastness. For it said, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. We must be committed to the mission of the church, and the mission of the church is to go into all world and teach men, hallelujah, to God, and teach men to come to repentance and come to Christ. We got to teach men that we're not just a gallery with pictures in it, but we hope behold the face of Jesus Christ. Come on and tell God thank you. Some people are committed to education and others are not, and then they talk about that person who's committed. A person didn't get a degree, glory to God, by setting up, not opening up the books, not taking the professor's notes, but then others go to looking at them. But the reason why they got that degree, because they were committed. And you got to get committed if we want to get into the kingdom of God. Somebody ought to tell him thank you. One thing I do know, that there's a struggle. There's a struggle going on, and it get all in your mind, and the devil will tell you you're not getting anywhere. But you got to keep on pressing. Keep on pressing your claim. Keep on praying. Keep on seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call on him while he may be near. He said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Give him a praise right now. But I'm talking about the church of God. One thing, when you're in the church, you're not worried. Some Somebody says the old ship of Zion is greater than that. And somebody said the church is a place where we come together. It's assembly, but it's an assembly of the righteous. And nothing but the righteous shall see God. Come on and tell him thank him. The reason why I know the church has got power, because when Peter got in jail, the church got its sister Mary's house. Glory to God. And when the church got to praying, heaven got to moving. I'm going to tell y'all right now, when the church is right with God, when the church is standing up for truth, and when it's standing up for righteousness, we can go in prayer, and the prayer of the righteous will move heaven. Come on and tell God thank him. Somebody hear my voice, and you see me on Facebook, and you may be in the church, but you ain't got no power. I'm going to tell you how to get some power. You got to come to Jesus and plug into the power source. And when you plug into the power source, he'll quicken your body, and he'll take your tongue in your mouth. You might be sitting up reading the Bible, but every time that I get in the word of God, when I hear the scripture, it quickens my body. If you're never quickened, you're not in that right. You got to come all the way in. Somebody tell God thank him. How committed are you right now? Are you committed to the power of prayer? Are you committed to fasting? Are you committed, glory to God, the study of the word? Shout glory to God. He'll try to sift you. That's what the Lord told Peter. When Peter told him he would never deny him, I won't betray him, he's but Satan got a desire to sift you as wheat. But when you converted, you strengthen your brother. Come on and tell God thank him. We got to go back and get our commitment right. Come on and tell God thank him. It's time for those who sitting around being passive to come on out and let the Lord take a hold of your mind, take a hold of your heart, take a hold to your spirit. Shout glory to God. I need somebody that's committed to leap on your feet and say, Lord, help me to get committed. Shout yes to the Lord. Touch yourself. Say, Lord, I need a renewal of your spirit. Come on and tell him thank you in your soul. Lift up your mouth. Lift up your hand. Lift up your voice and open up your mouth. Say, Jesus. 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 Shout yes to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Losing our zest, our zeal is dangerous. Listening to that call sign, or have you afraid to walk out the door? Somebody ought to shout, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to overcome my fears. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Commitment brings victory. Commitment brings blessing. Give him a praise now. Listen, some of you all heard me tell the story about these two men who was mining, and they was digging for silver. And they dug so long till they got so tired, they threw the tools down and left them. I'm not going to dig anymore. They were committed to it, but they stopped their commitment. But someone else came in to that same mine and start digging. They dug about 12 inches and hit the vein. They got the blessing off of somebody else's commitment, because they didn't stay committed. Someone else got the blessing off of the commitment. Use the same tools. Saints, don't let let someone else get the blessing. Step up in there and get it. Step up in your commitment to the church of God. To the church. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Somebody else, step up in your stead. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's a song out, I don't know the words to it, but it said, committed to you. Hallelujah. Fully committed. God bless you. Those who see me and hear my voice today, I want you to really look in your heart and mind and see if you're really committed. Many of us who come out on Sundays, all of us, none of us want no virus, but we come in faith and believe in the Lord, doing what we're supposed to do. But the same God who takes care of his church. Hallelujah. There's no telling, somebody wished it. Let me hush, Johnny. But the church is God's. It belongs to the Lord. It's his body. That's why no one can claim it. Satan can't even destroy it. He can. People look at it as being secular, but it's not. It's a spiritual entity, what I told you early on. That's why this church, when Bishop Phillips founded it, is God's church. He might have founded the title of the AOH and whatnot and some of the doctrine, but the church belonged to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not to Johnny Woods, but it belonged to the Lord. We said that sometime, my church and where I belong, that's all right to say, but the church itself, the universal church, it belonged to the Lord. And nobody can put you out of it with Jesus. We can silence people, we can whatnot. The preacher has the authority to do that according to the scripture. He told Peter, I'm going to give you the keys. The keys represent authority. And whatever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But still, it belonged to the Lord. And if you want to get in the church, it's time today to turn to him. Turn to him. Turn to him. Turn to him wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. Wholeheartedly. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. The repentance and yielding yourself to the Lord. The door is open to someone interested in this church and coming into this church, into the family of God. This message ought to resonate in our mind the rest of this week in commitment and being committed. More committed. More committed. We're committed to for a while. We won't hold on to it. God bless you. May heaven smile unto you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come now. Thankful, Lord, you blessed us to come before you today in this commitment to you. In your name, Jesus. We pray, Lord, to guide us down the path of righteousness and holiness. Those who put in a request for prayer, we pray for them. We pray for Bishop Perry and his family, for his daughter that he called her name, for Mabel. We pray, Lord, now that your healing virtue come upon her. In the name of Jesus, keep our mind consecrated and keep it sanctified. In Jesus' name. Lord, those who are not committed, who are holding to the fear, rebuke that fear. And let your spirit be free. And come, we come forth and do thy will, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who have took both of their vaccines, touch their heart, or some that took both of their vaccines and yet won't come to church. Give them assurance that you're with them. In your name, Lord, this is the enemy that's trying to hold them back in fear. In Jesus' name we pray. And for your sake we pray. And now may the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us in now and forever. Let us all say amen. Amen. And amen. Peace to the saints. You may be dismissed now. We love you with the love of the Lord. We love you. God bless you. Remember, remember the word that we talked about. Hallelujah. That commitment and being committed to the work of the Lord. God bless you.
All right. I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. Made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it. I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it. On my knees I made a vow and I won't take it back. On my knees I made a vow and I won't take it back. Made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it. I made a vow to the Lord and I won't
take it back.
I made a vow to the Lord and I won't
take it back.
I made a vow to the Lord
and I won't take it back.
And I won't and I won't
and I won't take it back.
I made a vow to the Lord
and I won't take it back.
I made a vow to Jesus
and I won't take it back.
I made a vow to Jesus
and I won't take it back.
I made a vow to live holy
and I won't take it back.
I made a vow to live holy
and I won't take it back.
Oh, I made a vow to the Lord, church,
and I won't take it back.
Oh, I made a vow to the Lord
and I won't take it back.
And I won't and I won't
and I won't take it back.
And I won't take it back.
And I won't take it back.
I'm gonna be fully committed.
Take it back.
No, I won't.